Just before we move on with Simon Hey and Simon Vav, which is what we're going to be learning tonight, just 2 points which I just want to add on to yesterday's limud. I got a phone call today, an interesting question. I think we should maybe speak about it for half a minute. With regards to haircuts, we mentioned giluach amongst the actions that a person does that requires afterwards to wash hands. One of them is we learned that megaleach, the loshen megaleach v'loy not al yodav. In Sif Yutes, a person certainly is megaleach and he doesn't wash his hands. He needs to wash his hands after being megaleach. We translated it as cutting, trimming the beard. Does it also apply to cutting hair? In other words, after cutting hair, do you need to wash your hands? And again, just to get that clear, this is not one of those halachas we differentiated between ruach ra, the things that you do that cause ruach ra, and that's why you wash your hands, and things that are dirty, and that's why you need to wash your hands. This is one of the things that cause ruach ra. So therefore, after cutting hair, after a haircut, is there a requirement to wash your hands?
Is it if you cut hair or your hair is cut?
That would be my next question. That would be the next question. Just let's leave this out for a moment. After having a haircut. Right, so it's true but the halacha lemaisa, just to clarify that, halacha lemaisa, it's brought down the poskim, and I think everybody agrees to that, that it's both beards and cutting hair as well. So after a haircut, one does need to wash your hands. One does need to wash one hands after having a haircut. And that leads us to the question which you're addressing. Who exactly is it talking about? Is it talking about the one who is having the haircut or the one who's cutting the hair? Who needs to have the haircut? Yeah?
Touch the hair.
Very good. So you actually...
if you scratch your hair...
You scratch, that's right. Yeah, but not necessarily. If you cut, not necessarily.
We'll be
right. So Lemaisa, does everybody agree to that? What do you think, Abbo Isai? Cutting the hair or the one being cut?
Having a haircut.
So it could be that you're not touching any of your hair, but you're just passively trying not to fall asleep. So the Emma says that the poskim say as follows: the one who is having a haircut, he certainly needs to. It's actually primarily talking about the one who is having the haircut. He needs really to have he has got the ruach ra, which is falling on his hands. He actually needs to wash his hands. The one who cuts the hair, it's also lechatchila should. But it's not really talking about him. It makes sense that he should wash his hands. Maybe not so much because of Ruach Ra, although maybe Ruach Ra applies to him as well. But maybe there's an Nekiyah aspect to that as well, because of Zeh. Could be, but certainly the one who is having the haircut passively, he should be the one, he's the one that really needs to wash his hands. So that's just to clarify that. So we just mentioned 2 points. Point number one, that it's both shaving beards and cutting hair. Point number two, that it's primarily talking about the one who is having the haircut as opposed to the one actually cutting. I also want to briefly just mention, we didn't see inside, Mishneh Brus Hivkot Nun Zayin. I just want to emphasize that when we talk about nekiyos, about rubbing after touching dirty, when it comes to nekiyos, to cleanliness, we said that if you don't have water, you may, but the avet, use kol midah, the menachet, the shulchan aruch, sensitive chav base. So the Mishneh Brus, I just want to stress this, Mishneh Brus Hivkot Nun Zayin, the bottom line says that oishiyah shavshev betalis yovesh, that if on a garment, on a cloth, on a shmata, it will do the same job. So if you haven't got anything physical, like a physical real static object, if you have a cloth, though, that will do the same job. And I think we can all understand the svar in that. You can really rub your hands very well on a shmata. Talis, it's not referring to the object of a mitzvah. The talis, what we call a talis, it's referring to a garment. Any cloth will do the same job. But having covered those additional points, yeah. Because wet as opposed to moist from dirt, from like when it's not clean. Certainly, if it's water, it's lo gora. It's only if it's not clean. If more dirt coming out from it than clean. Yeah. Okay. Simon, hey, kavonas habrochos uvoy siyif echad. This simon is relevant for all brochos that we say. It's really important. Simon, kavonas brochos uvoy siyif echad. What is the intention a person needs to have in his mind when he makes a bracha and he mentions Hashem's name? When a person says Hashem's name, what does he need to have in mind? What does he need to have in mind? What is Hashem? What does he really? Yes, Hashem means the Ribono Shel Olam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What is exactly the intention he needs to have? There's so much to it. What is the kavana? Yes.
Is he praising and acknowledging Hashem that He's given him the food or the drink or whatever?
Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows: Yechavein bevrachos. When a person says a bracha, he should have intention. Yechavein bevrachos perish hamilos. You need primarily have the intention. You need to have the kavana of the perish of translation of the words. You always need to ideally should try to understand and translate the words literally. And then he adds, "Ukshayazkir Hashem." When you mention Hashem's name, Yechavein Perish Ki Osoi Beadnus Shu Adoin Hakoil. When you mention Hashem's name of Adoi, then most importantly, the Adnus, the Master, you should remember that He's the Master of everything. The Ribono Shel Olam is the Master of everything. He owns and creates everything. And when it comes to the name of Yud K, Vav K, then the intention should be Shehoyo Hoy Veveyeh. The Ribono Shel Hashem was, is, and will be. So when it comes to Adoy, Loshen Adnus, Master, you have to remember the meaning that you need to have in your mind is that Hashem is the Master. It's more of a Master, I suppose. What does Master imply? What does Master imply? Being Master is probably, what would you identify as Master?
Control.
Yeah? Strength, I agree. That's what Adnus is. As opposed to Yud K Vav K, which means that it's not just the power, it's not so much emphasizing on that. It's much more when you say the word Yud K Vav K, when it's written in Yud K Vav K, then the intention that you need to have in mind is much more about the element of Hashem being in the past, in the present, and in the future. Shehoyo hoy veviye, uvi askira Elohim yechaven shu takif bala yecholes uval hakoyches kulam. Elohim means, says the Shulchan Aruch, that is a takif, he's strong, uvala koyches, he is the one that really enables everything to happen, uvala koyches kulam, and he's the one, the owner of all the powers, any power that exists in this world, the source of that power is in Ribono Shel Olam. So that's the main intention when we think about Hashem's name. We're thinking about the point that Ribono Shel Olam is, all the powers, everything that exists, all the powers really enabled by the Ribono Shel Olam. He makes everything happen. He makes everything exist. And Yud Kei Vav Kei implies the fact that Ribono Shel Olam was and is and will be. Beautiful Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot and Aleph. Says the Mishneh Berurah as follows. Perish Amilis. Kmo Yishomu Chazal. Chazal say the following. Shelo Yizroik HaBrocha Mepiv Elo Yechavein Be'ez HaAmira. One should not throw the brachas from his mouth, but he should have intention when he says it. Ve'yivorech benachas. And he should make the brachas slowly. It's a huge challenge. Because how many brachas do we say a day? We go through so many brachas. And it's undoubtedly one of the challenges to still think when we say the brachas. It's undoubtedly a challenge. But whoever has, I don't know if you've ever been zoiched to see the big tzaddikim in Yerushalayim or in Bnei Brak, the way the Amshon of a Rebbe was one zoiched to see the Amshon of a Rebbe making a bracha. Just the fact, you just see him making a bracha and you get chizik for a year. Just to say Shakel Nebidvore. You see Reb Don Segal or other tzaddikim. Just to see them saying a bracha. It's better than any Musa Shmuz. Better than any Musa Shmuz. Heard from my father's little uncle. My father's uncle is not alive anymore. He learned by Reb Baruch Be'er Kamenetz. And by Reb Baruch Be'er in Lebovitz in Kamenetz. My Shver's uncle. And he said, I didn't hear it, but my Shver told me that my Shver asked him once, my father-in-law asked him once, was there in Kamenetz, was there Musa Seder? Was there Musa Seder in Kamenetz? He's Kamenetz Yeshiva, one of the pre-war, one of the most prestigious and prominent yeshivas in pre-war Europe. I said, was there Musa Seder? Because some yeshivas we know had regular daily Musa Storim to work on their middas, and other yeshivas didn't. So I asked him, was it in Kamenetz, which was there Musa Seder or not? And then he said, no, we didn't have a Musa Seder in Kamenetz. My Shver's uncle said, we didn't have a Musa Seder. He said, well, how did you develop had to develop a midas. How did he develop Yirat Shamayim? Said all we needed was to see Reb Ochbeh making a bracha. That was sufficient. He just saw the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Ochbeh come, Reb Ochbeh Leibovitz making a bracha. That you didn't need Musa say that after that. And he didn't need Musa say that. Yeah, that's really the way it should be. V'zeh loshen sefer chassidim. And these are the words of the sefer chassidim. Simon Memvov. K'shunoit el yodov. When you wash your hands. Oy mevorech ala peiros. And you make a bracha on fruit. Oy ala mitzvois. Or on the mitzvah shkuris. Mefi kol adam. The mitzvah we say so often, so regularly. Yechaven liboy. You should have intention in your heart. Leshem boiroi. You should, in mind, you should be mechaven, so you're doing this for Hashem. Asher hifli chazdoi, who has done so much chesed, imoy venosna lo yapeirois, he has given us this beautiful, nutritious, beautiful fruit, oy alechem, or the bread, lehenois, to have benefit, mehem, from them, vetzivola mitzvahs, and not only the fruit and the foods that we have, but the mitzvahs as well, they're so beautiful. Look at our lives. We have got beautiful Gashmias, we've got beautiful Ruchnias, and it's only appropriate that we thank Hashem for all this. These are the words of the Loshen Chassidim, and that when we make a bracha, we should really feel it in our hearts. Oh, we are so lucky. Oh, we are so grateful. Look what we've got. We've got beautiful fruit, beautiful food. We've got such beautiful things that we've got, and we've got also such beautiful mitzvahs, which is the key to Olam Haba. Veloyase, you should not do, say to Sefer Chassidim. Ka'odam, like a person who is a dovo k'minik, a person who just does it as a custom, who moitzi dvorim epiv, and just does it, bli hegyo in alev, without thinking, just saying without even thinking. Val dovo ze chorav Hashem be'amoy, and this is, it's fascinating Mishneh Berurah, and this is what Rebbeinu Shlom said, v'sholach lonu b'yad Yeshaya, this is what the Novi Yeshaya says, the Novi Yeshaya says in Sefer, v'omar yad, that it's no point in befiv in my mouth, it was forcing with his lips. Kibduni, you're giving me respect. The Novi Yeshaya says in the name of Hashem, you, with your mouth and your lips, you're giving me covered. Veliboy, but your heart, rochek mimeni, but in your heart, you're distant from me. There's no point in that, says the Novi in the name, quoting is in the name of Hashem. There's no point. Well, what are you doing this? Well, I don't need just your words and your lip service, yeah, the word lip service, very literal. It's no point in that. Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have kavanah when we make the brachas. Ein sham oid mashech begoid la'onesh avazeh. And this is what Mishneh Berurah said in the name of Sefer Chassidim. So this is the intention a person needs to have in kavanah brachas. I want to briefly mention over here, the Mishneh Berurah says over here, and I just want to say this outside, it's a very common, please allow me to add this, when we say the name of Hashem, it's so common, when we say the name of Hashem, we have to realize that under the Dalet, next to the Dalet, I should say, there is a Cholem, Adoi, and then there's a Nun, and then there's a Kometz, Adoi, and then there's a Nun, and then a Kometz, yeah? Now, it's very common when you hear people making brachas, you hear people saying it, there's quite a lot of common mistakes. You hear people saying, especially when it comes to the Dalet, you very often hear people saying, Ado. And without going into various minhagim, if you say oi, you say oh, you say ow, without going there, but it's certainly a cholem. You can't just make a oh out of it. Just to make an O out of it is certainly inaccurate. There's no cholem always has something more than just an O. It's not a comet, it's a cholem. And when you hear people making brachas, you often hear people saying ado. And that's certainly inaccurate. One should be very careful when one says Hashem's name. Also under the Nun, the comet under the Nun, it's also sometimes not stressed accurately. So because Mishneh Berurah makes a point of emphasizing this here, I'm just quoting that. Do you know what I'm referring to? Yeah, sometimes it's not so. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah.
Is the Nun with the
Yud,
not like
a
Cholem?
The Nun? Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, exactly. It should sound like that. That's right.
It's not a comet, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It should be not just a comet or not just a chirik. Sometimes you hear also that a bit strange. So just to emphasize, to stress the name accurately. Yeah. There's a story that the man Shoshiva once, many one of the man Shoshiva was a tremendous makpid in Bram Lechaveri. He was the one, he was so careful, his middos were mamash, beautiful middos, he was so. But when somebody, it's well known that when somebody would daven for the Amud and he wouldn't say the name of Hashem accurately, although he was so careful about other people's feelings and emotions, he would be so careful, his middos were gold middos. But it happened more than once when the person would daven for the Amud and he wouldn't say the name of Hashem accurately, he wouldn't be clear, he would go up to him and tap on the shoulder and say, excuse me, no, make sure to say the Hashem name properly, because, you know, otherwise you're not davening for the Amud, you're not Yotze. So it's something to keep in mind, as the Mishnah points out over here. Simon Vov. Then, Birkas Asher Yotza, V'lekai Neshama Ufei Rushov. The Brach of Asher Yotza. What exactly is the meaning of Asher Yotza? As an introduction to Asher Yotza, again, this is something we say so many times Asher Yotza, so many times. I want to say that I had to go once to various Gedolim. There was a person who was Nebuch, was still living in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a person who was diagnosed Nebuch with a very serious machle, and I was asked to go to various Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. I did the shlichus. I can't say happily, but I was happy to do my part. And I went to two Gedolim and asked them for a bracha. And I asked them, as I was asking for a bracha for this Nebuch, for this machle, for this person who asked me, I said, have you got any, what should people take upon himself? What should those people, they want to take something on themselves for, as a Yeshua for Nebuch, for this. And they said, two Gedolim said that the biggest scholar, and for refuah is the Bochum Asher Yotza. The biggest scholar is the Bochum Asher Yotza. They should take upon themselves, two Gedolim told me, they should take upon themselves to say the Bochum Asher Yotza bekavona. That's the biggest scholar against Nebuch illnesses. That's what the Mesoira is. Fine. Then, Vekas Asher Yotza, V'lekai Neshama Ferushov. Kshiyetze, Mibes HaKitz. The person leaves the Beis HaKis. Yivorech Asher Yotza, Es HaOdom Mechochmo. He should say the Baruch of Asher Yotza, Es HaOdom Mechochmo. Shebriyas HaOdom, the creation of a person, who Bechochmo Niflo, is created with so much Chochmo, the Bereshlam created our bodies with such unbelievable wisdom. So, but what, V'yesh Mefarshim, some explain. What is the meaning of this bracha? It's one of the most unfortunate, Shimon Schwab said, it's one of the most unfortunate brachas. It's so hard to understand it. Asher Yotza, Sa'adam Mechoch. But so unfortunate, so unclear, what is the meaning of this bracha? So Shulchan Aruch explains, Al Shem, it's all referring to Shaguf Doim Lenoid. It's the body of a person is like a barrel, Mole Ruach, which has lots of air in it. Vur Mole Nekovim. There's loads of holes. K'dere kamon besomoch. V'yesh mefarshim, we're going to explain that shortly. V'yesh mefarshim mechochma. What is the wisdom really? What is the wisdom? Shehizkin mezonoisa. What is the way? Why is a person created with wisdom? Shayot says ono mechochma. What is the Rebbeinu's wisdom when we were created? What is the chochma? Shehizkin mezonoisa shel adam harishon. V'achkach boroi. The wisdom is that the Rebbeinu first created mezonoisa. Everything he needs is pano, any substance, everything he needs, and only after that he created man. We only created on the sixth day. Uvoro voy nekovim nekovim chalulim chalulim. Perish. What does that mean? Nekovim nekovim chalulim chalulim. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Perish. Nekovim rabbi. Many holes. Kugoyin ape. We've got the mouth. V'choytem the nose. The piat habas. V'gamboro evorim rabim chalulim. We've got many holes within our, and also within our body. There's also all our internal part of the body. There's also holes there. K'moy leiv, like the heart, v'keres u'me'ayim, the intestines, the liver. To all have got there are pipes. There's holes there. She'im yesosim echad mehem. If one of them is blocked, Rachman Litzlan, klema shebenekovim yesh nekev echad she. He said they're all bad when they block, but if there's one in particular, echot mehem, if one of them gets blocked up, which is the mouth, shube mei imoyu sosum, if the mouth, which grows in the womb of the mother, if that one is blocked, kshiyotze avir oilam uvniftach, he opens up, vim kshiyotze avir oilam uvnisha sosum, if the baby's mouth, being in the womb, it's still closed, and its manner open up as it comes out and it gets born. If that one is that one, its manner open up, but if it does not open up, lo yoyo efshel is kaima filisha achas. He wouldn't be able to breathe. He wouldn't be able to live. He wouldn't be able to exist for one hour. afilu sha achas. So that's the chokhmah. The chokhmah is that we've got this very special organ, the mouth, that it's closed throughout all the month of the, and eventually comes out, and then it opens up. But if that one remains blocked, then chas v'sholem, he cannot exist. That is the wisdom. Va'ivorim achalulim, imoya niftach echot mehem, and all the other limbs, wouldn't be able to live. If our body is such a gewaltig chokhmah, if we wouldn't be able to exist without him for even a short time. Another explanation says Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is explaining this beautiful bracha of Asher Yotza. Isn't that uncommon for the Shulchan Aruch to explain brachas? It just shows how important it is. For Oydish Lefarash, an additional explanation, Shulchan Aruch explains, Shagvul yesh la'odam shechoylin lekovo lesosem v'lo yomus. There's a limit to every nekev, to every hole, they can get blocked up and closed down v'lo yomus and he will not die. V'kimen sh'ovar oysa agvul, but if he goes beyond that, he actually is kaim afilu sh'ha achas. He won't be able to exist for even the shortest time. We've got the Eva, which has got a hole as well. And the open Evorim, the open limbs. He actually is Kayim. Our liver and our intestines, we can't exist without them, even for the shortest amount of time. It's a gewaltige Schwach, a great praise to Rebbeinu Shloim about the chokhmah of our creations. Ve'efshoid, an additional point. Shem achas shem yoytzel in the cover biyoytza. Ad shem ova hagvul yomos. A person, if these don't work, if the systems don't work properly, he will die. Bichlal shem yifoseach echot mehem hu. Ve'av shem yifoseach echot mehem. Namim inyan asiyat rochav mamash. Roife chol boso al shem anekovim shaboru b'loy tzipsolis me'acholoy. Says the Shulchan Aruch that there's a beauty, the wisdom of your ears within the body, the wisdom of the body. Says the Shulchan Aruch, have you ever thought about it that we eat so much and the body knows what to separate, what is needed and what is not needed? He said, that is the chokhmah. When we talk about Asher Yotzeh, the Adam bechokhmah, the great wisdom that Hashem had been creating us, that our body can naturally separate and distinguish between what's needed for the body and what not. And that is the chokhmah. He said that there is so many holes that the Rebbeinu Shem created within our bodies. There are so many holes, but if a person would make his own, chas v'shalom, a person would make another hole, would create an additional hole. It could be even tiny, minute hole. But if there's an external hole which would be poked in our bodies, a person could die, Rachmana Litzlan. So we see the wisdom of our bodies. Ve'oid, yesh lefarash, a bit similar to what before, Seth mentioned before, al shem sheboire tuva machal v'doicha psoilus. Again, it can distinguish between what's needed and what's not needed. Now says the Ramah, and a totally different explanation. If I were to ask you, what is the greatest wisdom, the greatest point of a person, what would you say? The chokhmah of a person, the way a person was created. What is the wisdom of a man, of creation of man? What would you say? Yeah, what do you think? Brain. You'd say the brain? Yeah? Okay. Creation, yeah? Neshama. You're saying the neshama. What else? Any other suggestions? Pardon? Peh, the mouth. The fact that we can express ourselves. Says that the Ramah, I think, is such a beautiful eye-opener. What is the chokhmah of our creation? Says the Ramah as follows. Ve'oid yesh lefarish. The Ramah, the last two lines of the Seif. Ve'oid yesh lefarish. An additional explanation, says the Ramah. Shemafli lasois. The pele, the wonder, is b'mashishoy beruach ha'odom bekirboy. That there is the ruach, the spirit of a man, is in the body. The koisha dover rochni bedover gashmi. We have two absolute contradicting extremes within us. We have our physical part of us, and there's our spiritual part of us. Says the Ramah, really, they should not be able to coexist. It doesn't make sense. We've got the neshama, which is a tzelem, which comes from the kisei hakavod. We've got the neshama, which is from the Ribono Shel Olam's kisei hakavod. The neshama, we're heilig in neshamas. So heilig that he can't even... And then we've got... And where is it being hosted? It's being hosted by our guf, by our very physical existence, which is no different than an animal. No different than an animal. And they are coexisting in the same body. That doesn't make any sense. That's from the kisei hakavod, our neshamas, and that's a guf. How is that able to coexist? That's the mafilasai, says the Rama. The kosher davaruchne bedover gashmi, v'akolu, and everything is aledeshu roife kol basa. Only the Ribono Shel Olam, who is the roife kol basa, who can heal anything, only the Ribono Shel Olam is the one who can able to make such a contradiction coexist within the same body. Ki ozo ordon bekava bias mishmosa mishtamerish bekirboi. And this is the beauty and the chokhmah, the wisdom of a man according to the Rama, is not the fact that it's got so many holes. And it's not so much that the body is able to distinguish between important and non-important. It's not all that. It's the most the beauty and the chokhmah of the creation of a man is the fact that it's got the neshama coexisting with its body. Konmafli lasos. That's the Asheyot says, Adam bechokhma. This is the wisdom of the Ribono Shel Olam. Only the Ribono Shel Olam is able to make those two extremes, contradicting extremes, coexist. This is Sif Alem. We shall be carrying on in Mitzvah Shem, Sif Beis. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow there's no Shir, but on Sunday Mitzvah Shem. Just an additional short point that I'd like to point out that the Rav has asked me to, there is from, I think from Sunday onwards, there is going to be an evening Seder taking place in this Beis Medrash. So the Shir will be starting from next week, will be moved to the upstairs Beis Medrash. It will be relocated to the upstairs Beis Medrash. Yeah, to that Beis Medrash. Yeah, it will be relocated there. And until with the Beis Medrash downstairs, it's only for short term, as I understand, because then we're going to be moving downstairs in foreseeable future when the Beis Medrash is ready. I don't know where that is. Anybody knows when is Beis Medrash ready? Pardon? About Pesach. And then there's going to be that's right, yeah. And then there's going to be a designated shir room, which will be our permanent Yemei Hashem premises. Pardon? Ad Bias Goel Tzedek Meir B'Yomeinu. Amen.